Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Am I tough enough?
Strong and stable leadership.
Total rhubarb.
Hell yes, I'm tough enough.
Shut the fridge.
Not another one!
It's the Politics Show podcast.
Love podcasts, hate nonsense. It's the Politics Show podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Ed Campbell.
Hello.
Ava Santino.
Hi.
PMQs.
Are you going right in?
I think we go straight in.
Ollie was very, very firmly told us today that this needs to be a tight record because he's busy.
Pre-menstrual questions.
We were meant to start really at 12:30.
Could have told us.
PMQs didn't finish till after that.
We only talk
about the Prime Minister and the Leader of the Opposition.
That's not true. We ignore it every week.
Yeah, the Prime Minister and the Leader of the Opposition. Boom, boom, here all week. Want a clip?
Yeah.
A little clip?
Another one.
You want to roll a little clip?
Mm. Yes.
Who's going to say it?
Roll.
It only works when you say it, doesn't it? Oh, clip. Excuse me, clip.
A Tory MP spent last week claiming that Britain is run by a shadowy cabal made up of activists, the deep state, and most chillingly of all, the Financial Times. At what point did his party give up on governing and become the political wing of the Flat Earth Society? Mr. Speaker, his predecessor spent last week in America trying to flog her new book. In search of fame and wealth, she's taken to slagging off they made her Prime Minister, now they can't bear talking about her. In search of fame and wealth, she's taken to slagging off and undermining Britain at every opportunity. She claimed that as Prime Minister she was sabotaged by the deep state. She also remained silent as Tommy Robinson, that right-wing thug, was described as a hero. Why is he allowing her to stand as a Tory MP at the next election?
Well, Mr. Speaker, I don't believe a single member of this House supports Tommy Robinson, Mr. Speaker. But Mr. Speaker, if he wants to talk about former leaders and predecessors, The whole country knows his record because he sat there while anti-Semitism ran rife in this party and not once but twice backed a man who called Hamas friends, Mr. Speaker. But to their credit, the Shadow Chancellor, the Shadow Home Secretary and indeed the Shadow Foreign Secretary refused to back the former Labour leader. But he didn't because he's spineless, hopeless and utterly shameless.
Ed, I found that session of Prime Minister's questions between the Leader of the Opposition, Keir Starmer, and Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, I found it deeply unedifying, to be honest with you.
Unedifying?
I did. I didn't find it spunky. I found it to be, oh, your party was led by Jeremy Corbyn. Your party was led by Liz Truss. So, fucking nothing.
It was fucking nothing.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's like your party's mental or your party's anti-Semitic.
Yeah.
I think it speaks, well, yeah, well, it's, if that's literally the two options, then yeah, it's pretty shit. It's pretty shit. I think the thing about the Conservative Party's Islamophobia problem, and talking about like, well, yeah, why haven't you disowned Liz Truss from her platform at the Flat Earth Society, was I think the line that Starmer used, which got a laugh out of me and Sean, with an audible giggle from both me and Mr. Hickey. But he can't disown them.
Is that what you call him in bed?
No, Sean and I don't sleep together anymore.
Are you big spoon or small?
In that,
Ed's backpacking on Sean.
Yeah. No, we're just 69 now.
Is it a spoon? The spoons are faced in opposite directions.
It's like yin and yang. Or yin and yang it. He can't disown Liz Truss because the people who like Liz Truss, the mental people, are the only ones who still like the Conservative Party. So if you alienate them, you've got fucking nobody left. Mm. So that's why you can't disown Liz Truss, regardless of what she says. And the Conservative Party, she popped within the Conservative Party as well.
The thing for me, Ava, that I think that some of the criticism for Rishi Sunak in terms of Liz Truss is actually a little unfair. Because during the leadership contest, which he fought with her, he repeatedly said, if you do this, here's what will happen. And lo and behold, it happened. He wasn't there clapping her along. He literally stood up in front of the Tory Party members and was like, you might not want to hear this, but now is not the time for tax cuts. This, look, it's easy to stand on the stage and say what she's saying, but we can't do that.
I'm not sure the microphone will pick that up.
That's just glugging.
Sean cleaning himself out.
Sean's douching in the background.
But yeah, to be fair to Rishi Sunak, we're still going.
I think it's gone.
To be fair to Rishi Sunak, he wasn't there cheerleading the whole time. And this whole, oh, you love Liz Truss. I don't think he does.
Well, it's sort of like, I guess, if you say to a five-year-old, the five-year-old of the electorate here,
fucking hell.
You say, you can't have a seventh bag of crisps because you will die. The five-year-old's like, well, I'm going to go to Dad because he'll give me the seventh packet of crisps.
My dad is looking to kill me.
Who's the five-year-old?
So the five-year-old is the voters, the Conservative membership. Rishi Sunak is mum saying no more crisps.
Right.
Liz Truss is Dad saying you can have tax cuts.
But it makes sense now. Thank you. Thank you for clarifying.
The difference is that since the leadership election, Liz Truss has taken the red pill. Pre-leadership election,
but she's taken all the fucking pills.
Yeah, she wasn't at CPAC, like standing with Steve Bannon talking about, like, well, he says that Tommy Robinson's a good guy. She wasn't saying like the FT is the Illuminati or whatever. There are now things that more concrete things to disavow her for, which make, and by not doing that, it makes him, don't know. It's not just a difference of economic policy. It's like, oh, you are like a conspiracy theorist.
No, because I don't think Rishi Sunak is a conspiracy
theorist.
No, I'm
not saying that as well.
I think he's an evangelist. And I think that he's always misread as sort of a small C, one nation Tory. And he's not. I would say he's actually more of like a Danny Kruger. What's the other one who wants to have babies? Miriam Cates. That sort of Tory. You know what's interesting? So last night I was at the Kebab Awards and I was talking to a lot of people and a lot of different advisors from both sides, and they were trying, both of them at different times were saying, what are we going to learn at the Rochdale by-election on Thursday? Like, there's going to be no takeaway because the odds are so skewed because you've got no proper candidates for each party and there's nothing to take home. And I think if you look at PMQs today and you saw Rishi Sunak shouting you're an anti-Semite and Keir Starmer shouting you're an Islamophobe, you know, not them personally, but you're slinging these insults at each other, what you've got left in the middle is the sort of huge mass of people who don't care about that and actually want to vote something that's going to actually change their local politics or their local constituency. And that if you look at Rochdale, Labour or Tories are not even factored in to who could possibly win on Thursday. It's a contest between Reform and George Galloway, right? Because those are two people who are actually appealing to the electorate and they're not appealing to the mass media who's going to write up their comments. Do you see what I'm saying?
I think that the Labour guy who's not the Labour guy, he could still win, right?
Azhar Ali.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, because
it says Labour on the ballot paper.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Who's the Tory?
I don't know, actually, now that I'm thinking about
it. It's just occurred to me that the Tories are running in Rochdale. I've not seen anyone mention that.
But do you know what? I actually laughed the other day because Green have distanced themselves.
Yeah, they did another row in as well. Yeah. Like just
something about Rochdale.
Yeah, just serial dickheads.
The Rochdale wrong-uns. Okay, we'll wait for the name. We'll wait for the name of the
drum roll, please.
The household candidate. Name. Prince Andrew.
Is there not a Conservative candidate?
No, there is.
There must be.
There definitely is.
Yeah, Paul Ellison.
He must have done something.
Well, he runs a landscaping company.
Well, that's the most evil thing I've heard.
Sorry, Ed. In our deeply serious world of broadcasting, can you not just infer that the Conservative candidate must be a wrong-un on the basis of absolutely nothing?
He's standing in Rochdale.
For fuck's sake.
I think, I don't know. If the shoe fits... Give him the shoe.
What was it yesterday? Walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, probably is an Islamophobe.
What was that? I think I was there for that.
Oh, it was Ian Dale on Politics Live.
I obviously wasn't there for that.
Oh.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Shut the fridge.
It's the Politics Show cast.
The former Prime Minister continued on her American odyssey. This journey into the wild west of her mind. She also claimed, Mr. Speaker, that Nigel Farage is the man to restore the Tory party. Can the Prime Minister confirm whether he too would welcome Mr. Farage back into the Tory fold? Yeah.
This Nigel Farage stuff, Ava, not going away. I mean, Liz Truss did say that she would welcome him into her Conservative Party, which I think is one of, in a pantheon of many, stupidest things she has ever said. because if he was allowed into the Conservative Party, he would just cannibalise her and everyone else, and they would never get that party back. So...
What's funny is that behind the scenes, at the time when they were saying Nigel Farage, we should bring him back in to cohort, you know, to get that part of the electorate, what they were saying behind the scenes was, we don't need him, we already have Lee Anderson. And now Lee Anderson has come back to bite them on the hand.
Lee Anderson's meeting up with Richard Tice on the M1.
Yeah.
Junction 28 of the M1. Holiday Inn?
Holiday Inn.
Holiday Inn.
Yeah. Hotel Motel.
they were just learning rapper's delight.
The thing that Chopper left out was the fact that Pitbull was also there. You buried the lead, Chopper! Mr. Worldwide!
Lee Anderson is the Pitbull because he's the attack dog, remember? Mm,
very good.
Very droll.
What's your very droll remark on this podcast going to be? I've had one, Ava's had one. Think about it. You need to bring one to the table.
No, okay? Can I prompt you? Do what you were going to tweet earlier about the Glasgow incident.
Okay.
You know the Glasgow Willy Wonka thing?
Yeah.
I think if you fell for it, you're thick. That's my hot take.
And I told him he shouldn't tweet it because...
Why is that funny?
Why is it funny?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's a separate point.
Right.
Just because if you looked at the AI-generated images and you thought, well, there's going to be this magical Willy Wonka land in a warehouse in Whiteinch, like...
Can you set the scene? What is the place that this warehouse is like?
It's like an industrial place. It's like there's no reason to go there unless you're, like, working in a warehouse.
Mm.
And so you're just rocking up. It's like, can't wait to take the kids in this £35 a head Wonderland. And there's not, on the website, there's not a single image that isn't AI generated. And it's so obviously AI generated. So you, and it's by a company that no one's heard of. It'd be different if it was like a big, like...
You haven't heard of the Illuminati?
The House of Illuminati, or whatever it's called.
Is that actually what the company's called?
Yeah, it's insane. Mm. But like, there's big events companies in Scotland that, like, you could trust. Or if it was at the Hydro, or wherever the Iron Brew Carnival is.
Hydro? How would you pack out the Hydro as Willy Wonka's chocolate factory?
Yeah, or whatever. I was giving an example of like an event space.
That would
it's much
be...
more of a Barrowlands vibe, I think.
SWG3 or something like that. Like an actual event space. Instead of just like someone's hired out a warehouse, which was probably, you know, an Amazon unit the week before. I think if you fell for that, that's on you.
But what I showed Ed was that if you go onto the Harry Potter website to go and look at one of their, you know, their thing, their Warner Brothers thing, all of that is AI.
Don't think that is AI. It's a drone.
It is AI.
I don't think it's an AI.
There's someone casting a spell. Spells aren't real.
No, but the images are. No, there was an actor. There's an actor.
There was like a floating hat, a floating sorting hat.
Okay, but it was
who do you think
images.
Was doing that? You think it was someone? You think the invisibility coat's real?
It's been said before, I'll say it again. Ed loves wizard books, and he thinks that they are non-fiction. He thinks the Lord of the Rings series is a history book.
I think Harry Potter is a documentary,
yeah.
And think people should talk more about it.
They're not talking about it.
No, they're afraid.
So just to be clear, though, for your take on the Willy Wonka thing, your position is that the victims of fraud deserve it.
Yeah, if you're thick enough to do it, then
right?
Yeah.
Okay, very good.
They're like if you can't reach the threshold of cynicism, like if you looked into it for a minute,
Ed Campbell's appeal to cynicism. If you're not a cynic, then fuck you.
In the strong history of skepticism in this country, I think do your research.
Just asking questions.
Just asking questions. This is why we ended up with so much fake PPE.
Did you see that?
The people who bought PPE from Michelle Moan would have gone to the Wonka factory.
She might have something to do with it, to be fair. Don't rule that out.
I've got a long history in the Middle East of magical experiences.
That guy in the mask behind the mirror scaring the kids. That's Doug Barrowman.
That was the PPE they supplied to the hospitals.
We've got to find a use for this.
Twitter was so back this morning. It was so back. Yeah, it was all over the Willy Wonka.
Mm-hmm.
And Kate Middleton. Where the hell is she?
Ed, what have you done with her?
What I done with her? I paid for a Brazilian butt lift. And that's why she's...
you gave her your butt? Ed stands up and he's not got a butt anymore. And he goes...
Completely innie. I've got an innie.
And then Kate Middleton re-emerges.
Huge arms.
Thick.
She could be worse. She's got a huge arse.
Someone said she was having buccal fat removal and that one really tickled me.
What does that mean?
There's a lot of lore to it, but basically it just means you've got like the bit of fat here taken out so that you've got more of a pout. But there's a lot of lore. There's a joke about Lorraine never being on her show because she's always having her buccal fat removed. We've gone off topic.
That's not like us.
Can I quickly add in that Lee Anderson on the Express today, there was a photograph. The photograph that was used, he had his fly sun done.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a crime.
He doesn't help himself.
Ollie had... We're not doing that.
Mm.
Ollie... made this really good video in Grantham about Margaret
so
Thatcher.
Mm.
And he was really proud of the video, and he should have been because it was a really good video. And then the second it had all gone live, I looked at it and said, are your flies undone?
Ollie's not done his flies up for a single podcast.
I don't have trousers on for a single podcast. I only put them on for that one where you decided to film my crotch for an hour.
hell are you doing that?
That was actually AI. You had to add the trousers AI. In.
That took weeks to edit.
If you're stupid enough to fall for Ollie Dugmore actually wearing trousers.
You're stupid enough to fall for a crotch cam. Or pocket cam, I think I called it.
It was called pocket cam, yeah.
Crotch cam.
No, I was in character. I was like dressing as like an 80s wife.
Oh, this was
like,
selling eggs.
Selling
next
the eggs next to the statue. And so people very kindly assumed that I'd actually deliberately undone my flies as like part of my bolshy character. Mm-hmm. But that illusion was quickly dispelled when Ava tweeted, "No, no, no, he didn't know and he's appalled."
Sometimes we're a team, sometimes we're not.
Sorry. Why did I do that?
Because you're a bitch. No, I'm joking. It was funny.
We've got our annual review in about 15 minutes time. HR will be present.
We were saying that before.
Just minutes ago, you called her a bitch.
Do we have the tapes? No, that bloody AI's got it.
Do we think Farage would be welcomed by Sunak? Armour, oh, he said he was, wouldn't he? What would that do to the Conservative Party?
Well, we wouldn't have this ridiculous add-on in the budget that's coming, which is packets of cigarettes will now be £16.
They're more expensive than that already, aren't they?
You know, I did think that, but then I'm thinking at least £16, I think.
Right, minimum.
The, yeah.
Minimum tobacco pricing.
Because what's a cheap cigarette? JPS? I don't know.
I've got no idea.
Sterling.
Pall Mall?
Relatively.
Hmm.
But that's the only outcome. That's the only impact of Farage joining the Conservative Party.
Sorry, I love the idea that the entire budget is Jeremy Hunt just standing up and being like, a pack of fags are going to cost at least 16 quid. Thank you very much.
You could completely destroy Farage you could bring him into, you've got to play the long game with this, right? But you've got to, you bring him into the Conservative Party, you make him the Minister for Dover, and you make his appointment just to be on Dover and Dungeness, walking up and down the beaches to make sure that no one else gets on. Yeah. And then every time that there's a new boat that does arrive, we blame Farage. And we say, look, man, you've got one fucking job. It's to be the lookout. And you're not
like
succeeding.
I like these really practical cabinet minister roles.
Yeah.
The Minister of Health, you're a heart surgeon now.
But so it gets to the point,
seven and
right?
a half million people on the backlog, mate. You're fucking crack on.
Get to work. Come on, buddy.
So then the numbers come in from the Home Office. They get released, yeah. And they're like, what the fuck? 2.5 million people crossed the channel this month. And Farage was on watch. And then the country completely loses faith in Nigel Farage. And then we're back again.
Or you get, they bring back the death penalty and make the Justice Minister the hangman.
The hymen?
Hangman. He has to do it. He has to put the hood over their head, swing the rope.
Did you know that Nicki Minaj filmed a music video at Dungeness? They have loads of concrete, before they invented radar, one of the early ways they tried to detect German planes coming over to bomb the UK, they have these huge concrete acoustic shapes. You literally listen. They're designed to catch the sound of the planes coming and refract it. Yeah.
That sounds as stupid as like when you scream into a pot and then you open it.
There's a really good, this is John Mulaney bit about before they realised what DNA was and DNA testing. Like, oh, well, look, we've come to this murder scene. Oh, there's blood everywhere. Clean that up. That's disgusting. Can we talk about the polling about the Conservative Party?
Please, Ed.
58% of the Conservative Party members polled think Islam is a threat to the British way of life. So that's why they're refusing to condemn Islamophobia because they can't alienate the Islamophobes who vote for them.
Can I give
the reform angle?
Yes.
Please.
Do you think that this goes back to what we were saying the other day about how we've had this kind of like soft introduction of like Sadiq Khan is the Muslim mayor, Sadiq Khan is a Muslim man, he isn't Islam missed, right? You know, that progression that happened over like the space of 2 years, and then we suddenly woke up and went, whoa, why are you saying he's an Islamist? Doesn't make sense. Do you think that the people who were polled for that understand that Islam is the religion and it's not Islamism? it's not fundamentalism.
I think they.
Do you think that the, maybe that people don't quite understand the difference?
I think they don't think there is a difference. I think they understand. I think they think Islam is like a genuine, like, damaging, toxic thing. I don't think they have any positive view.
Because do you think that if the question had been rephrased and said, do you think that Muslims are dangerous? I think that that number would be dramatically less.
I disagree.
Mm.
Really?
Well,
you're more scared of Muslim men than you are of Islam.
Me personally?
I'm one of the respondents to the survey.
I answered every single survey.
Not only did I respond to the survey, I'm also a Tory party member.
And
I am
Muslim.
Deep cover.
That too. No, I think, well, they go hand in hand, and it's not like, I'm not surprised that Conservative Party members have a negative view of Islam and therefore Muslim people. I don't think that's mind-shattering.
More than half, this is according to the same Opinium survey, more than half of Conservative Party members think parts of European cities are under Sharia law.
Which ones?
Which ones?
Presumably London. Presumably any of them with a high Muslim...
You know,
population.
But to some people, they probably think ULEZ is Sharia law.
yeah. Something. I'm not like. So if the Prime Minister can't condemn Islamophobia because he has to cater to the fucking racists in his party, that's a serious issue.
Mm. Big time.
Yeah.
Well, it's not just him, right? It's
no.
All across the broadcast rounds, none of them have been able to say. It was Islamophobic, right? Mm. The line they've been given is it was wrong.
Because we've got to go back to the constituency and get selected again.
And this weird pedantry over Islamophobia versus anti-Muslim hate or something.
Yeah.
And then blasphemy by the back door, which I just thought was the worst phrase ever. It just sort of feels like you're being like, I don't know, pegged by St. Anthony or something.
Who's St. Anthony? Is he a real saint?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Patron saint of bumming. Catholics love him.
Doesn't count if it's by the back door, boys.
When's his feast day?
Huh?
When's his feast day?
Every day.
Every day he eats. he eats every day.
Scran's ours. Back door open. Chow down.
Another.
Do you think the Pope's going to be angry about that?
You'd bloody love that, wouldn't you?
Why? Are you accusing me of being sectarian?
No.
He was.
Were you?
No, I don't think so. Did you see that? I didn't see that.
I don't know. I'm still thinking about bumming St. Anthony. I've got to go to confession about this now. Sorry, Father, I have sinned. How many Hail Marys do you think I'll have to do for saying that?
You'll be there a long, long time.
Catholicism is filthy, isn't it? You know, when you think about it.
In what sense?
I think all organised religion is filthy.
Mm.
And particularly the organised religion that controls parts of our European cities and imposes Sharia law upon us.
Yeah, I knew I recognised you from the meetings.
Someone should stop that, shouldn't they? Someone should have a word.
What, the Sharia law?
I can't believe that Antwerp is run by Sharia law.
Where do you think they think it is?
Paris.
Bradford.
Birmingham.
It'll be Malmo in Sweden. They love talking about Malmo.
Do they?
Yeah.
What's going on in Malmo?
They took a ton of refugees in the 2015 refugee crisis, and now they love doing crime stories that are like, there's ghettos. No-go zones. There is a serious crime problem in the city, but it's all sort of racially inflammatory.
It's the Politics Show cast.
Alan Smith.
Yeah. Mr. Speaker, one of the few good things to come out of Wednesday's stramash last week was that the House united around a call for an immediate ceasefire. Now, I welcome that. That's progress. The Prime Minister was just given an opportunity by my friend to commit the UK's representatives in the United Nations and elsewhere to articulate that position of this House. If they're not going to do that, what would he say to those of us who say this place really is just a sick pantomime?
Yeah. Ava, Alan Smith there, what did you think of that?
I thought it was a bit weird that he said stramash.
It's a Scottish word.
So not a word then.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's a common phrase.
Is it?
Yeah, stramash.
How common?
Yeah.
I've never heard you say it before.
I've never heard anyone say that before.
Because I code switch. You've never.
No, Laura's never said it either.
When you Laura, back me up. It's a word.
No, she says she's never heard it before.
No, she didn't.
Did you not hear her? Stop gaslighting us. You've been doing it all episode.
You're gaslighting me. Shamash is a real word.
What the fuck does it mean?
Like commotion.
Oh, it's not like an, what's her name? Astrid Wet thing.
What does that mean? Like fingering yourself or something?
They don't say scranning arse in Scotland. They say Stramash.
Stramarching.
It's the formal version. It's the one you say in church.
Yeah. Stushy is a word that he could have used as well.
Yeah. Well, I'm familiar with that.
For scranning arse.
You guys
make shit up.
We make shit up.
Stramash, Stushy. Come on. Stushy is the name of a one-hit wonder band from the early noughties.
I'd like to let everyone know that I do not agree with what Ollie is saying at the moment.
Ollie doesn't understand her language.
I'm just trying to get a rise out of it.
I'm not actually here to alienate.
What was that Stushy song?
Black Heart.
Yes.
Mm.
Stushy and the...
I think they were just that.
Just Stushy.
I don't know them. Really, if you got it?
Oh, almost certainly.
No one down here would have called their band Stushy.
Because it sounds weird when you say it.
Does it?
Yeah, it does sound quite strange. Stushy.
It's an advert, sorry. I have to wait. That's not Stushy.
Power of love.
That's not Stushy. There's no point in doing this because we won't be able to include it in the podcast, but just for your own
up
benefit.
Up to 30 seconds.
Can we?
Yeah.
Great, okay.
Make it the theme song for this episode.
Why didn't you just get it up on Spotify?
That's a good question as well.
I just Googled it.
I don't like it when you make me honey.
I don't know that song.
No?
I like it.
The lyrics are here. You can sing along if you want.
No, I'm not going to cold sing a song. I don't know.
Do it.
Go on.
Do it.
Oh, that song.
Sing.
Monster.
Yeah. One more time, Ed.
Scaring me to death. Oh, yes, he is. Bad. Mad. Is that Stoosh or Stushy?
That's pronounced Stushy.
Really?
That's actually the correct way to spell Stushy.
I think that they're not as good.
However you spell it in Scotland, that's the wrong
I think
way.
It's a different word. Parallel thinking.
The lyrics I just heard there, Mama, he's the best I ever had.
Yep.
Not sure I'd go home and tell my mum that.
Mum, I just got rattled.
Railed.
I can't walk. I will never recover from this. Sorry, I thought we were sharing.
What's Dad like?
This is insane.
Does he say Anthony yet?
We didn't even get to the end of Alan Smith's first sentence.
Yes, yeah, because you were racist.
You're sounding an awful lot like the critics of the Conservative Party right now. To be quite honest with you.
You sound like Lee Anderson, like in his Express article today when he just said they just love playing the race card. That's you.
Me right now.
Yeah, that's you.
Come on then. So, Stramash, then what?
So...
Bangers?
I'm going to bring the mood
bangers
down.
Bangers and Stramash.
Oh, very good. Strabangers.
I've had two now. You're still behind. One of you talk about what he said, please.
Two funny things
so he was
said
talking about the vote that happened last Wednesday, and he said that the official position now of Parliament is that they would like a ceasefire. You see, this is where the SNP lose me a little bit, because I think that, of course, they should be using their parliamentary time to try and secure a ceasefire, and they should be trying to get to push the UK government to send as much aid as we can, right? But it's sort of the cheap line at the end of it. Like, if they're not going to do that, what would he say to those of us who say this place is really just a sick pantomime? what's the Prime Minister going to actually answer back with that? You know, you're asking him to be reasonable and actually try to come around to your way of thinking, but you're doing it in a way that is confrontational and unhelpful.
Because I know literally just every Prime Minister's questions.
Yeah, but but that annoys me. Because actually, some MPs use it very carefully. They'll say, in my constituency, this person has had their asylum claim rejected. Will the Prime Minister commit to a meeting with me and so-and-so about this in the next month? Mm-hmm. And the Prime Minister will say yes, because he's pushed into it, right? Because he's on the... So what you could do is you could say, will the Prime Minister meet with the UN to secure new funding avenues to get more humanitarian aid across the Rafah crossing, mm-hmm. right? You could do something pragmatic like that, but, rather than the mudslinging.
But I think I disagree with you, because it's quite a serious thing that the government and parliament are at odds with each other about this.
Yeah.
The whole parliament is, and he's drawing attention to that. I think it's quite a serious thing to draw attention to. And doing that, and like, obviously Sunak isn't going to bow, like, he's not going to capitulate there and then. So you might as well make a song and dance about it.
But the question is he appealing to the Prime Minister there, or is he appealing to the newspapers to hopefully write it up?
Newspapers and the public in general, which I think is a completely valid use of a question that Prime Minister's questions.
I think it's sort of like what the SNP do, right? Like, it's the whole, their thing is, we don't want to be here. This mm-hmm. place is a joke, yada, yada, yada. They're always going to add in, no matter what they're talking about, whether it's Gaza, whether it's Barnett formulas, you know, for
Stramashes.
Yeah, whether it's, when will I next get Stramash?
There was no Stramash in the canteen today.
Sorry. Oh, that tickled me. And they'll be like, why is there no Stramash in the canteen? And by the way, the canteen's a shithole!
In Hollywood, it is Stramash every day! You wouldn't know a Stramash if it crawled up in your soup! You don't know who Orwell is! The crank gives me nothing to you! You've never seen Jerry Cinnamon in concert. You don't think Paul Black's that funny?
Right down the line.
Is that Jerry Cinnamon?
No, that's Jerry. That's Baker Street. No, yeah, Jerry
Rafferty.
Rafferty, yeah, never mind. people have signed the motion.
The motion for Stramash.
What's the fucking point?
Mr. Speaker! There's a right honourable gentleman agree with me! And your position is untenable! Because of your opposition to delicious Stramash! But 87 people have signed
up. Oh, don't fucking try document. And do that now. Come on.
You could see that, though, as well, because Sir Lindsay was demure today, wasn't he? He wasn't interfering at all.
Would we say he was moderating with a certain elan? A certain je ne sais quoi?
I'm not sure. What?
No. I don't think he was.
Is that not what demure means, that, no?
Demure.
Demure is kind of like stylish silence.
I just sort of...
A bit sexy.
One thing I've never been accused of. Never been accused of stylish silence.
Am I confusing it with debonair?
Maybe demure is that. Maybe.
Look, do you know what? Right, you can all. No, can you actually just let me make the fucking point about Sir Lindsay?
What does demure mean? You just used it in a sentence.
Well, you see what Sir Lindsay was acting like today? Demure.
I hope you're right.
Reserved, modest, and shy, typically used of a woman.
Oh, you're being feminine today. You're being quite girly today.
Being quite a reserved girl, Mr. Speaker.
Put on your big boy pants, Lindsay. Oh, Madam Deputy Speaker. Oh, excuse me. I didn't recognise you.
I know we keep trying.
So what was wrong with acting like a girl? maybe think Lindsay Hoyle cements his position if he becomes a man again.
That's not what I meant, and you know it.
So how so how should Lindsay Hoyle reassert his masculine credibility in the House of Commons?
I think he needs to grant the SO24 to the SNP and have a vote on a ceasefire.
And
that would be full out.
Mansplain. Interrupt every female MP. Listen to Joe Rogan. Lift some bloody weights.
He interrupts every single thing that Stephen Flynn has to say and say, I think what you're trying to say is this, actually.
Baldy. Just starts insulting them all.
Yeah.
Turn the creche in the House of Commons into a dojo. Votes at 6, nunchucks at 7.
That'd be good. I think you'd win back some people, some support.
Desmond Swain would love that.
Yeah, he'd be into that.
I would be down there all the time.
Indoor shooting range? They used to have one of those, didn't they?
That still exists.
Bring that back.
That's the big question.
I thought, weren't we talking to someone who, I can't remember who it was now.
Harry.
Who went looking for it and said it's gone.
I felt like when the last time we had Harry on, we were still discussing that there was a possibility it was there still. It's on the maps, but we think that it's got, he thinks that it's got the heating system in there now.
Boring.
Yeah. That would be quite a good way. You know, like if you call a vote, no, I'm not going to say that. That's, anyway. So, but, okay, the problem with Sir Lindsay, he'd like completely lost control, right, of that PMQs. He wasn't stopping any of the Conservative MPs from jumping up or shouting. He's normally threatening people with leaving to go to the tea room, mm-hmm. isn't he?
Sounds demure to me.
What is that?
Is there a leak?
Is that a beeping or is that in my head? That is a...
It's like a glug in the sink.
Sean, could you stop whatever you're doing back there?
Oh, God.
What the fuck?
Sean's sucking himself off.
Anyway, the point is, 87 people have signed that motion now, right? And you're not meant to be flappable. You're not meant to be perturbed by that. Don't start asking me. Fuck you all right? Do you know what?
You're not meant to be perturbed by the opposition to your speakership.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's more you should be able to command the authority. No, the problem is,
if he was less girly, he wouldn't. But he's being too emotional.
He wasn't so much of a rat bitch, he'd be fine.
You see him nearly crying.
Rat fuck.
The house last week.
Oh, we've just got another... Rishi Sunak has dropped into the WhatsApp channel again. I love Rishi Sunak's WhatsApp channel because it has 18,000 followers on it. You're the Prime Minister of the country. You've got a broadcast channel where, you know, voters would supposedly like to keep up to speed with you.
Keep abreast.
And only 18,000 people are on it.
What does he say?
Right now he's just said... Coming to you shortly, better transport. And he's got a nice little sign that he's hammering into the side of the embankment.
Great. Shall we wrap this up? This is, the last 20 minutes have been nothing to do with Prime Minister's question.
Well, I'd like to say that I tried to do some politics and you kept talking about straw mashing at St. Anthony or whatever it was.
I thought it was good. I had fun.
I hope you're pleased with yourself.
I did a fair bit of politics today. More than usual.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks very much for listening to the Politics Joe podcast. We will see you on the next one.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.